The International Franchise Association and Social Geek Radio present MITPod, the Marketing, Innovation, Technology Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere, and I'll be serving as the Master of Ceremonies this October at the Marketing, Innovation, Technology Conference, MITCon, in Austin, Texas, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So until then, each week, we're chatting with thought leaders who are speaking at MITCon, and joining me today is Shane Evans of Massage Heights. Hi, Shane. How are you?
Hey, Jack. I'm good. Thanks for having me on today.
Really looking forward to seeing you this fall at MITCon, and I want to hear all about this session you're doing with some other CEOs and founders. But first, give us a little bit of your backstory.
Sure. Well, so I am the co-founder and president of Massage Heights. My husband and I co-founded the company together in 2004 in San Antonio, Texas. And I originally founded it really just to provide more for convenient massage therapy. It was something I had a personal passion around based on an injury I had at a young age, and found massage therapy to be the best medicine, if you will, for it. And so, you know, it just wasn't, there weren't very many affordable solutions about 15 years ago when we originally founded the company. And so we got the company underway April 4th, 2004. And immediately we had lots of people coming in saying, when are you going to open another one? And are you franchising this concept? And we knew that we had something really, really special. But my personal background before Massage Heights was always more sales and marketing. I'd worked for a pharmaceutical company. I'd been with a real estate and development company at one time. And I've just always had a passion for sales and marketing. And I think that can be, you know, sales and marketing can be defined in different ways. And some people think of it as marketing strategy, really, and the creative assets and that sort of thing. But I've always thought of marketing as a way to sell more, and I hope everybody does as well. And the sales piece of that being the people that really position the brand and sell it to the consumers and B2B and what have you. And I've just always really, really loved it. And that has translated into my experience with Massage Heights. And I think one of the reasons that that my husband and I were so successful early on is that we both had a very, very strong sales background. And the way we met actually was for a very large company out of Chicago. It was a health and tennis corporation. And we were both in sales and management positions and eventually evolved into higher level positions within that organization and moved across the country. And really, he got into a point where he was going into markets that were suffering, and he'd do these turnarounds. And the experience that we both had with that particular company, as well as some other industries, are what I think has made us really successful and a great pair when we first started Massage Heights. But so my background, sales, marketing, and a passion for wellness, passion for massage, and a passion for my family. Massage Heights is a family business. And like I said, founded by my husband and I, and I've got three beautiful girls, and that sums me up.
That's more than enough. And you know what? We talk to so many CEOs on Social Geek Radio every week who, if they're successful, I can almost guess that they came from the world of sales and or marketing. It's a very high percentage, especially in the franchise space, because I think there's something about being that chief salesperson, or, you know, you're the face and the voice of the brand, and you're the person who everyone, whether it's a customer or a potential franchisee or the internal staff, you have to sell the brand to all of these people every day and get them to follow you, right?
That's right. Yeah. And who's more passionate about the brand than the creator of the brand? And you know, our jobs as the leaders of the brand, whether we're the founders or the CEOs, is really to get everyone that's following to be just as passionate as we are about the brand, and especially in franchising. When you think about, you know, you are sharing that brand and your vision for the brand with people that have an interest in becoming entrepreneurs, you know, to get that vision to translate to them, to ensure that that vision is then translated into the guest experience and the people that we serve in our local communities is the most important job that we have. So sales and marketing background definitely are very, very helpful. But I think the founder's vision, you know, I think you're right. I think it's natural that a lot of founders and CEOs have a sales and marketing background. That's our job.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that is your job. So let's talk a little bit about your session at MITCON. You're doing a session with some other CEOs and founders, and we're going to talk about innovation. Any preview you can give us of this conversation?
Sure. I'm really super excited about the panel that I'm on with Gordon Logan Jr., as well as Renee Israel. And Gordon's, of course, with Sports Clips. And Renee was the founder of Doc Popcorn. And yeah. I know she's involved in a number of other things too, right? And I've known Renee for quite some time. We actually met at a franchise event several years ago. We share some mutual interests with we're both part of the Young Presidents organization, and she's a super smart woman, and so is Gordon, of course. So I feel lucky to be on that panel. But it is it's on innovation, and it's been a very important piece that we've been focused on this year at Massage Heights, and using technology and innovative marketing technology to better. Ultimately, you know, create more leads and more sales and drive business at our Massage Heights locations, as well as a way for recruitment of our most important team members. And, you know, for us, we're a massage and skincare company, and our product really is our people. And so we're using marketing technology to help us not only with recruitment of prospects or candidates into our locations, but recruitment of therapists. And so we've got a number of things that we've been working on, and slow me down if you need me to, but had one big, you want me to keep going?
Okay. No, keep going, please. Yeah.
We've had one really big local store marketing initiative this year that we rolled out to our franchisees, and it's taken a lot of focus and diligence to roll it out. But it's really a three-pronged approach to hyper-local marketing is what it is. Yep. And it's a matter of using technology in the digital and social worlds, as well as leveraging stories through PR, whether that be through, you know, local influencers or through stories about team members that work in each of our retreats or member and guest experiences, but storytelling and using social media and digital media to better tell those stories at a very hyper-local level.
I love that idea, especially of using influencers who are local to a certain community, whether you're outside of Chicago like me, or whether you're in Texas like you, having someone who's influential and telling stories about my local area or your local area, because even though we're all part of the same country, we've got a lot of different cultures around here and a lot of different ways to tell stories. And I think when brands are, and this is probably outside of franchising, when brands are just so focused on a global message or a national message, it just doesn't resonate with someone until they see, you know, oh, look, this person is from Texas and she's telling her story, or this person's local to me and they're talking about something that is actually happening in my community. I think there are so many brands that just don't understand how valuable that is.
Well, you're absolutely right. And today, more than any day, people really do care care more about the businesses that care about the communities that they live in and the communities that those businesses serve in, right? I mean, I think people are more, you know, you see a lot of the little, you know, local mom and pops that are becoming very popular, right? And they're popular because people want to do business with local businesses. They want to do business with people that they know and people that they trust and people that they like. And part of that is, us in our local market areas, getting involved with the community, right? And philanthropic efforts and, fun runs and giving back to, the teachers and, those types of things. And I think that, like you said, global efforts just don't work anymore. We've got to get down into the communities, and the messages that we're putting out digitally, socially, what have you, are going to resonate better if they are very community specific. People can associate with that. They can say, oh wow, I saw that business at the local football game or in the program or whatever it is, right? And we haven't, I think, historically, especially as franchise systems, we haven't done a really good job with that in the past. We've always been kind of focused on, global marketing efforts. But what we know and what is true and has been for a very long time in marketing is that grassroots efforts are where it's at, right? Yeah. Like if a franchisee could spend every single day developing relationships within their 3 miles or what have you, getting out into the community, that's where they're going to find the best return on their investment. They're going to get more people to their business that way, because again, people want to do business with people that they know and like and people who that serve their communities. And I think leveraging technology to be able to even further enhance that and tell that story is really, really important.
Yeah. And I think it's most important that your customers and your franchisees, potential customers, feel that way, and they want to do business with someone who is telling stories and sharing news about my local town or suburb. But it's also so important now, when we talk about this at Social Joey all the time, Facebook and the other social networks really want local businesses to share local community stuff. Last year at MITCon, we had Philip Rather, who is the head of local at Facebook. He told us from the stage at MITCon that Facebook wants local businesses to share local news to people in the local communities. And Facebook is taking this drastic shift over the past couple of years from being, focused on the Apples and the IBMs of the world, to really realizing that their future, in Philip's words, their future is with small businesses. And a lot of that small business world is franchising. So I think by telling those stories locally and sharing local stuff with people on social media and other places, you're really doing yourself a favor, because your customers like it, and the Facebook algorithm likes it. So that'll make us all happy.
Well, it's relevant, right? It's relevant. And that is one of the things that we're doing with one of our partners. And if you look at, if you look at our pages, you'll see, and this has been a very recent implementation, but you'll see that, there is a connection for each one of our locations. There's a connection to something very local, like a local park or a local, local news, like the football team won the championship or whatever. That is the stuff that people are going to pay attention to. It's what matters to them. They don't care about your national promos. They don't care about, like what you see too often, where people are just messaging over and over and over again, get a 1 hour massage for $59.99 or whatever.
Offer. Yes.
People get tired of that. And so we have to offer value, right? Really what it is about creating value. Create value either through education, right? Giving people information that's going to help them in their daily lives somehow, some way, or in business or whatever that is, and show a connection to the community that you serve.
It could not have been better stated. Thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit more general about franchising and kind of what's going on in the world. What are you seeing as far as trends that you're watching and paying attention to, maybe for the rest of 2019 and into 2020? Anything really kind of jump out at you?
Yeah, Yeah, I think, you know, not necessarily in the marketing world, although, yes, I guess it actually is. And really, I'm just looking at, you know, the unemployment rates. Everybody's talking about the unemployment rates,
yeah,
you know, being as low as they are, right? And people aren't necessarily buying themselves jobs anymore because employers are paying more and keeping people, and people have options as far as employers go, right? So, I think, you know, lead generation across the board is down. Because of that very reason, right? And franchise sales, from everything that I can see, are kind of the same across the board as well. And it's interesting because it's not just affecting, I think, the franchisor's ability to grow across the board and really in all categories. But from a franchise sales perspective. But the other thing is from a recruitment effort with staffing your businesses, because again, employees have lots of options. And so I think, you know, the big focus really has to be, of course, really becoming the employer of choice, because it's our employees that are going to deliver our service, whatever business it is that we're in. It takes great people to run a great business. And so I'm really kind of paying attention to unemployment rates and listening to what other franchisors are saying about their recruitment efforts. And it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, whether it's massage or hair, men's hair styling or transmission or whatever it is, we all need service providers. And so I think marketing really has to play a big part in that. And obviously, from an operational perspective, we all have to execute well. If we really want to position ourselves as the brands of choice or the employer of choice, it can't just be something we say through our marketing messaging. It has to be something that we do. And it's something that we have to really, really focus on, considering where we are in the economy in America and just, you know, with the number of jobs that are available. So, and just the choices that people have to buy businesses and to work for those businesses.
There's a weird feeling out there that the employment situation is kind of a double-edged sword. Everybody thinks, like you said, people aren't going to be buying franchises because they're going to stay in corporate America. At the same time, I feel this optimism for franchising, though, that there are so many things that a good franchise system can offer someone that even a really nice job in corporate America isn't going to offer. And it could be different than just the salary and benefits. There are lots of other things that I think corporate America is just falling all over itself to try to offer, like flexible schedules, you know, family situations, work from home. And there are so many things like that that a good franchise system can offer on day one. So I think the competition is going to heat up.
For sure. The competition is going to heat up, and it's going to heat up across the board. You know, I think that you've got to, you know, getting back onto the subject of technology and marketing, if you haven't implemented something to measure net promoter score, I think that's really important. It should be the number one measurement for any business.
Yeah.
You know, is are people referring us? Would they recommend us to their friends or family or so on and so forth? And it applies to your team members as well, right? So how do your employees feel about you, and what technology can you use to measure that? And there's a number of technologies out there, as I'm sure you know, that do both, that will give you that net promoter score and also allow you to use it in social media efforts and digital efforts. So I think that's important. I think, you know, we absolutely have to measure. We can't just say that we're the best. We have to measure to know if we really are. And those that are not measuring, we're just gonna flounder, really, right? So that's sort of what I'm paying attention to.
I like that idea of measuring satisfaction by employees before you even worry about customers, because if you get a really low net promoter score from all of your employees, I can guarantee that I can guess what your net promoter score from customers is going to look like.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
We're going to come back and wrap up in just a moment, but first, a quick word from our friends at VetFran. For nearly 30 years, IFA's VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. Shane Evans of Massage Heights, thank you so much for joining us today. If listeners want to connect with you, maybe they've got some more questions, they want to learn a little bit more about your business, where can they reach you?
Sure. They can find me on LinkedIn or email me at sevens@massageheights.com.
Excellent. We'll have a link to that on the website here so people can find you easily. Thanks so much for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you at MITCON in Austin.
I can't wait. Thanks, Jack.
All right. We'll see you there. And for everyone else, be sure to register now for MITCON, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Austin, Texas. Details and registration available now at franchise.org/events/MITCON. And thanks to all of our MITCON sponsors, including 1UP Web, One Huddle, Constant Contact, and Social Joey. Thanks for listening to MITPod, the Marketing Innovation Technology Podcast. Copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.